learned thinking of Maharajan, obedience to Baba is really a gift that we are privileged to offer to Baba. Love he gives, but obedience is what we can offer him. And in our orbit of life with Baba, it is very different than what the stories we tell you or what we give you to understand obedience means. It's much more than that, much more. For instance, when we were very much in that cloistered life in Mehrabad on the hill, and we even to go to the kitchen, we had to go through a passage of bamboo matting to reach from there to there and there to there. We couldn't go out alone, even if it's for a bath. We had to be together all the time. But when we did get to the kitchen, then Mehra was told not to read. Now when Mehra's told not to read, I'm allowed to read. So I can help Mehra with the non-reading. So not reading means not just a book or a magazine. Not reading means not reading anything that's on the tin boxes in the kitchen. If one of them says Quaker Oats, we've had an old empty tin of Quaker Oats from somewhere, well then I had to cover that up, paste paper on top, so that even by mistake, Mary's glance, when it falls on that tin, she doesn't read the word Quaker Oats. You see, the fineness, it's not the thing itself. If you ask me to explain why, I couldn't tell you. It's not that. This is our training of unquestionable. We never questioned. We never felt deprived. We never felt lack. We felt so full, so rich, that how often now, when we have so much, we think back with such nostalgia to those days when we were with Baba and that.